Check it out, guys. I am giving away free 10-minute phone calls where I will answer any questions you've got. I'll help you problem solve any problem that we can within 10 minutes. And I'm doing this for anyone that goes ahead to Spotify or Apple Podcast and leaves a review for this show. Please go ahead, leave a review every week. I'm going to go check them out. And do me a favor, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Take a screenshot of your review, send it to me over on Instagram. And then every single week, I'll be grabbing one of you guys randomly, and I'll get you in contact with my admin. She'll get you set up with the call, and I'll go for 10 minutes and do everything and anything I can to help you solve whatever problems you have going on in your micro gym. All you got to do is leave me a review on one of those two sites, Apple Podcast or Spotify. Head on over there and do it, guys, and I look forward to speaking with you. All right, on with the fucking show. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast, but we're talking respect the tempo. Bulking and cutting, in my opinion, that shit needs to fucking go. It needs to go if you are not in the realm of bodybuilding, figure, and physique competitions. The concept of bulking and cutting, I think, still is very much a part of those sports. However, for the average person who is just doing this, is doing fitness for the sake of fitness and for aesthetics, look better naked, for someone who is training for, again, it could be a concurrent training thing like what I'm doing, like they have an endurance race they want to, you know, perform well in, but they also want to have size and strength. If they are doing it for, you know, for CrossFit, if they are, you know, they're a HIIT junkie, right? They maybe, you know, they have their favorite one or two studios, and they just want to be the, you know, the baddest motherfucker in that class. The idea of bulking and cutting, I don't understand it. And I'll be honest, I don't see it as much anymore as years and years and years past. But, you know, someone that I've found a lot of inspiration from over the past year in his content, and I even use some of his products, is Nick Barr. He owns BPN, which is a big supplement company, really big in the endurance space. He was actually, one of the key sponsors down at Wodapalooza this year, which is super interesting. Obviously, a CrossFit-based event. BPN is very much, resonates very well with this endurance, and then this hybrid athlete, right? People who are training at both ends of the spectrum, strength and endurance. Now, I don't consider myself necessarily a hybrid athlete. Because I'm not really training at the two far ends of those spectrum. I'm training like really well in the middle, right? Beyond like a 3-hour marathon, which is my goal for the Chicago Marathon, is not a crazy, you know, I mean, it's going to be really, I mean, it's really good for your first marathon, like really good, but it's not like insane. Right. And the same thing. I don't have any like insane. I'm not trying to back squat 500. Right. Maybe someone would consider me a hybrid athlete. I don't. But anyway, that's who his audience really appeals to. And Nick has been documenting for years, obviously, so much of his fitness and journey. And recently he did this whole, you know, he ran a bunch of marathons, a couple 100-mile races. And now he went into a bulk. Right. Like, you know, a mass gaining phase. And now he's going into a cutting phase, and I'm pretty sure he's doing a bodybuilding show. So that makes sense. Like, for him, doing a bodybuilding show, again, relative to the sport. However, I see so many people, you know, people who are not participating in bodybuilding or figure competitions that are still, like, they think this bulking and cutting thing is the way to achieve their performance and aesthetic goals. And I would argue against the practicality of it. Like, first off, to bulk or cut, essentially the nutritional science, and obviously there's training science to it, like there's a change in the way you lift, but I believe the biggest change is on the nutritional side, your nutritional strategies. The demand nutritionally for you to be so dialed in is so high that for those who are not going to take the time to do it, hire the right people, enroll in the right nutritional coaching, eat the right foods, have the discipline. And we all know the reason, you know, you may not think bodybuilding is a sport until you actually see the level of mental and self-discipline they have, especially as it relates to the nutritional side. most people don't have this discipline. So like the average person going to the gym who, yeah, would like to be able to run a 5K in under 21 minutes, who would like to be able to be strong enough to look, you know, good at the pool with their shirt off and fill out a shirt, that, like, that person, I don't believe needs to bulk and cut. And, you know, I was talking to someone, and it's like, so when's, you do a bulking phase? And I laughed, and I felt rude. I didn't mean to fucking laugh, but it's just like, oh my God. Like, when I just, it, to my, in my ear, is so fucking silly. Like, no, I'm not doing a fucking bulking. What am I bulking for? Well, you know, you get bigger and then you get smaller. You get bigger and stronger and then you lean out. I mean, yeah, but why would I want to go back and, like, why would I want my body weight to fluctuate like that? Why would I want my nutritional scheme to have to fluctuate like that? I'd rather just be really consistent. And, you know, if I'm, you know, like now I'm doing more work, so I dial up calories and mainly carbohydrates. And if I was doing less work, you know, workout wise, I would dial it back down. But relatively, it's a consistent kind of thing. I, you know, this idea of bulking and cutting, I think a lot of people just kind of like seasonal challenges, and like going on a bulk allows them a different kind of challenge. Maybe it's more relaxing on the nutritional side. Like, okay, I can fucking have those bagels in the morning, right? Like, I'm not restricting my calories. I'm not going keto or whatever nutritional strategy you are imparting. And, you know, it's like, maybe it's a nice break. I'm just going to lift heavy and I don't want to really get my heart rate up all that high. And whatever. Now during a cut, okay, now I've got, you know, now it's a new challenge. All right, it's cutting time. And that's where, like, you'll hear, like, cutting season happens around, you know, 3 to 4 months leading up to pool season, the lake, like bathing suits, hot weather, less clothes. Bulking season happens in the winter, hoodies, it's colder out, right? You're not, so I understand how timeless this is. This is so, and it's classic. I would bet, and again, I'm not an RD, right? I'm not, this is not my point of expertise. This is just one individual. This is a fitness professional looking at this from a practicality standpoint and curious as to why do people still follow this protocol in the, for the layman, for the non-figure bodybuilding competitor? Why, for someone who is concurrently training for two different things, would a bulk or and a cut or a shred be needed? And I'm just, and again, more just speaking out loud and having the conversation. I think another reason for the back and forth on it, it's not only does it give you like a new seasonal challenge, like I stated earlier, I also feel like when, you know, you're not consistently doing one thing, it gives you a little bit of permission to have not achieved, like to not be exactly where you want to be. Yeah, you know, I was pretty lean, but then I said, I you know, my bulking phase kicked in because it was November, and I got real strong, but then I had to start cutting. So, like, it gives them this, like, excuse, because every 6 months or whatever their cycle is, they are no longer having to pursue that goal anymore. They have to switch gears. Versus, I've been really consistent at this one thing, and here are the results I have to show for it. And I think, you know, being consistent at something is very difficult. I think just as a human being, we're fickle by nature. I understand it. I experience the same issues. I'm honestly more of a creature of habit. I like consistency. I hate breaks in my routine. I personally would not like a disruptive, oh, you got to eat like this, you know, for 6 months. Oh, then you got to switch it up completely, eat like this for 6 months. I personally would not enjoy that. But I know a lot of people are fickle in nature and they enjoy that. But I do think there's a little, just maybe a little bit of bitch-assness in there, just to the degree of, like, you know, it kind of allows you to never fully excel at any one thing because you're having to switch it. Because 6 months is not a long period of time, right? Like, I don't know a lot of people who, like, I did a year of bulking. I did a year of cutting, right? It's generally, like, in this, like, 4 to 6 month kind of windows. But yeah, I don't know. Just was having that thought. I heard something as I was at the red light. I was thumbing through my fucking phone. Saw a video, which made me think of this. And I figured I'd grab the mic and just spit on this real quick. You know, for those of you guys, if you're into like what I'm doing, like with strength endurance, it's one of those things where you obviously have to take in more carbohydrates. I think I shared with you guys my biggest issue is not taking in enough carbs, right? I was smelling like cat piss. My body was burning up my amino acids. I was calling my dietitian like, what the fuck is going on? He goes, oh yeah, you smell like cat piss because your body's having to go to your two aminos, you know, for fuel that smells ammonia, so on and so forth. So I had to increase my carbohydrate intake, which I'm like, oh, cool. I'll eat another cup of oatmeal. Great, let's go. You know, but at the same time, it's like because I'm doing the endurance thing, I can't like get heavy. Like I can't get, I mean, I'm not putting a restraint on myself from a body weight perspective. But dude, if I were to get to like, I'm 205, and this is kind of like where I've been living, 205 with TRT, with eating more, with endurance, without endurance. I don't know, like 205 is just kind of like where I've been living. It's where my body is like happy with, right? And my body fat fluctuates by like 1%, up or down. I feel like every time I get a DEXA scan, I'm 9%. You know, I'm 10%. I'm 8.7%. I'm 9.6%. Like it just, it's right in there. But like to do this, what I like to like strength endurance, not this hybrid athlete. If I wanted to be again at the farthest end, I wanted to run a triathlon at a competitive time or an Ironman, and I wanted to deadlift 600 pounds, that's different. But you know, for where I'm trying to be with this, I want to be able to go be strong for long. I want to be above average in both categories. I want to be a master of none. I do not want to have specificity here. I literally want to just, you know, I want to look a certain way and I want to perform a 3-hour marathon, right? Like that's essentially, that's my goal, right? I can't get too heavy. I have to take in enough carbs and it's just like finding that sweet spot. That's why I do. Like let's say you're someone who like, you do macro stacks. It's a really popular, macro, gives you customized macros kind of thing, or whether you hire a dietitian or you have some kind of an RD or someone in your corner helping you out with your nutrition, whichever route you go with this whole thing, you know, that's obviously the best way to go. If you're someone who's just kind of figuring it out on your own, it's going to be research and discipline and all this other stuff. But I don't know. I just wanted to spin and rant on this. I'm just curious if anyone else is out there witnessing or seeing a lot of in their own clients or their friends or peers or in content, this whole bulk cut thing. Maybe it's prevalent. I don't know why. Maybe I'm seeing more of it. But I'm just curious what your guys' take is on this. So if anyone's got any feedback, shoot me a DM. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. All right, guys. Until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.